I'd like to bring this closed session Goleta City Council meeting to order of December the 17th, 2024. If we could have a roll call.
Councilmember Kiriakou.
Present.
Councilmember Richards.
Here.
Councilmember Kasdan.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tempore Reyes-Martin.
Here.
And Mayor Perotti.
Here. Would you, Mr. Osdick, Rosen, would you please report us into closed session?
Yes, Mayor. So this evening, there's one closed session item posted on the published agenda pursuant to the provisions of Government Code Section 549.56.9(d)(1), a conference with legal counsel with regard to one matter of pending litigation, Jorgensen versus City of Goleta, Santa Barbara County Superior Court, case number 23CV-02328.
Thank you. And this is an opportunity for the public to speak on this closed session item.
Madam Mayor, we do not have any speakers in person, nor are there any members on the line.
Okay, then we will recess to closed session. Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the last meeting of 2024. Tonight is December the 17th, 2024. So I'd like to call this meeting to order. If you all rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call of City Council.
Councilmember Kiriakou.
Here.
Councilmember Richards.
Here.
Councilmember Kasdan.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tempore Reyes-Martin.
Here.
And Mayor Perotti.
I'm here. At this time, I'd like to introduce our Spanish interpreters. They would come up to the podium. Oh, there you are.
Ready? I have a brief bilingual message to share with everybody. Buenas tardes, mi nombre es Regina, estoy aquí con mi colega Hugo Santos y estamos aquí proporcionando interpretación simultánea entre el inglés y el español. Si quisieran escuchar y participar en la reunión de hoy en español, tengo algunos auriculares disponibles para usar. Nada más déjenme saber que quieren uno y se los pasaré. Igual en todo caso estoy en el cuartito acá atrás, si en cualquier momento quieren, tengan alguna pregunta o quieran participar así. So my name is Regina. I am here with my colleague Hugo Santos, and we will be providing simultaneous interpretation between Spanish and English for today's meeting. If you would like to follow along and participate in Spanish, I have some listening devices available for you to do so. You can just let me know, raise your hand, and I'll gladly pass one over to you, or I will be in the room in the back if you ever have any questions, issues, or would like to participate in this manner at some point during the meeting. Thank you very much.
Gracias. Thank you. Okay. Mr. Rosen, do you like to report from closed session?
Thank you, Mayor. For the closed session item that was read into the record this evening at 4:45 p.m., there is no reportable action.
Thank you. Okay, at this time, we will have public forum. Anybody with wishes to speak to anything that's not, that is on our agenda, not on our agenda. We have a lot of moving pieces tonight, so please forgive me if I get a little mixed up. So this is a time for public forum, anything that's not on our agenda and pertinent to our jurisdiction.
Madam Mayor, I do have one speaker slip, and if any members of the Zoom webinar wish to speak, please raise your hand and we'll call on you. Our first person to speak is Phoebe Mansour.
Hello, Mayor, Council. Guests and staff. My name is Phoebe Mansour. I am here as a small business owner in Goleta Old Town. And I would like to make sure that you understand who we are as small business owners. Small business owners are risk takers. 20% of small businesses fail in the first year, and 50% fail in their fifth year. We are tenacious, and we're dedicated to our customers. We love what we do, and we do what we love. We are dreamers. We have that dream, the American dream, that we're our own boss. We don't dream of being a small business. We dream of being a big business. Or at least being able to pay the bills, go on an occasional vacation, and save up for retirement. On October 1st, there was a city council meeting speaking about the economic development in Goleta Old Town, and a proposal was put forward to take funds and set it aside in the form of grants to those businesses because the impact of the street redesign has been traumatic. The Hispanic Chamber took that, created a committee that was going to meet and look over criteria, and also arranged for a local nonprofit to manage the funds at no charge. So we were very excited about it. The businesses had been meeting with the Spanish Chamber. We had a task force. We put together a list of what those priorities were for our businesses that were going to help us. And then we had the meeting last week, and it was a little deflating. You have the ability to uplift the businesses and imbue them with renewed hope that the equity that we've built in our businesses isn't going to be lost. The economic situation is a little bit more dire than you may be aware of. Business owners know what will help them most. With the help of the priority chambers, we did create a priority list. The small businesses voice their needs. I encourage you not to delay. I encourage you to authorize the emergency grants as discussed on October 1st and restore our dream. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Do we have any other speakers?
And we have no additional speakers for public forum.
Okay, then I'll close public comment at this point. Amendments or adjustments, City Manager, to our agenda?
Madam Mayor, I don't have any amendments or adjustments, and I have no City Manager report tonight.
No report tonight?
Get right to the items.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, we do have a presentation.
First item is item A1, city logo tiles for outgoing city employees. Karen Corcoran, human resources analyst, 20 years. Carrie McKinnon, Solving Branch Library, 25 years. And Cheryl Pearson, Goleta Valley Library, 22 years.
Hello. Good evening, Madam Mayor, members of City Council, and the public. I'm very excited to be here this evening. It's kind of fitting that the last council meeting of the year is also a time that we're celebrating three folks who are now going on into retirement. Couldn't be happier for them. We have two of them in the audience right now. One is en route, so we'll recognize her when she gets here. But I was just going to start off first with Karen Corcoran, our human resource analyst. She celebrated just now completing 20 years of service for the city of Goleta. She began back in October of 2004, and in many ways, she's probably touched the lives of every single city employee here and council member that served during that time. Kind of a unique position. She's always met her work with vigor, with know-how, and just honestly with just good-natured desire to help folks. I know I've appreciated the interactions I've had with Karen, many of us in the room as well. So Karen, I don't know if she wants to come up here yet. She's not one that likes to have a lot of fanfare. She likes to be behind the scenes, but we thought it was important to recognize her in front of the council, in front of the community. And she reluctantly agreed to do it. So on behalf of the city of Goleta, of the city manager's office, HR, just all of us here at the city, thank you so much for your service. I'm going to miss seeing your smiling face and you always willing to help even when you've already sent something five times. So thank you again. Mayor, I don't know if you wanted to say a few.
I'm just going to say a few words. Karen's office is right close to mine, so I've had many great conversations over the last 14 years with you, and I'm going to miss your face and your personality and always being in that office. So I am honored to be the one to present you with a special recognition of for Karen Cochran, Human Resource Analyst, City of Goleta, in appreciation of your participation and your commitment to the City of Goleta from October the 1st, 2004 to December 30th, 2024. So thank you.
Back and forth to take photos. Karen has the opportunity to say a few words if she likes, but we're not going to put her on the spot. So have at it.
Thank you so much, Jaime. Madam Mayor, Council, I just want to say that the past 20 years has been a huge experience for me. So much has changed with the city. So many things have happened. New people coming in. I have to say that as human resources, I have met nearly everybody who's come in the past 20 years, which has been incredible. And I do have to say, I fully believe City of Goleta has some of the best people that have been here, best working people. So thank you very much.
Karen, can you come back for just a moment? Karen, I suspect there's one or maybe even two of us that want to say something.
Okay.
So I only got to be onboarded by you once. Someone else, I think, maybe had more than one time. But as a recovering HR analyst in local government to a retiring HR analyst in local government, let me just say, how much I appreciated you, and thank you for onboarding me and making things so easy here. There's a meme that's going around these days on social media that HR is not your friend. And while I think in some cases that's true, if HR is doing it right, they're your ally. And I think the standing ovation that you got from your colleagues a few minutes ago is testimony to how much allyship and support you provided to our team for so many years. Thank you for your
thank
service.
You so much. I'll just quickly add my thank you. So I got the chance to be onboarded twice, first as an employee and then with council. And I think something that folks often forget is, especially when you're being hired into a new job, other than the people maybe on your interview panel or the person who hires you, a lot of times it's HR, and here it's been you, who are the first people that someone really spends a lot of time with and interacts with, and you really help set the tone that this is a great place to work, and that there are great people that work here that really care about their job and the community. And so thank you for being that person for 20 years, for everyone who's come through here and who's still here. And I just wish you all the best in your retirement. Thank you. Okay.
You're free.
Thank you.
I guess,
so
no.
much.
I guess I would just... No. No, just briefly, I would just...
One of the best things about HR is I get to talk back and forth with everybody, regardless of council members or staff.
No, I was just going to say, it's been you've always been pleasant, and the nice thing is that... there's always a sense that you're on our side. And in contrast to, let's say, that idea HR is not, that there's always that feeling like you'll let us know about, it's health insurance stuff or whatever it might be, but that we can depend on you. And that's a good feeling. So thank you
so much. Thank you. I really appreciate all the nice words.
Well
I gotcha. I mean,
I'm the only one here that was onboarded and offboarded by you. So. And I appreciate what you had to share about retirement and the retirement program and post-retirement health insurance benefits and all of the helpful information that you gave. So thank you, Karen. We'll miss you.
I'll miss you. Thank you. Oh, okay. Good.
Wonderful. All right, well, thank you. Moving next, we have someone here who some of you may not know or have met in person. She is a regular fixture of the San Ynez Valley, loved, adored by the community up there and also our folks down here in terms of the library. Carrie McKinnon, who's in the audience here. I think she is back. There she is. The city really wants to congratulate Carrie McKinnon, the supervisor of the Solvang, Los Olivos, and San Ynez Valley Libraries, on her retirement. She actually retired on Saturday, the 14th, so she came back, which is pretty impressive. After 25 years of laudable and innovative library service to the community up in San Ynez, just amazing creativity and commitment spanned numerous years and different types of programming, collection management, a true professional in every sense of the word. Carrie has fostered longstanding relationships with patrons, families, and organizations up in the Valley for many, many years. I'm sure she'll continue to contribute in different ways after her retirement. And a lot of the partners speak to her dedication and to serving the needs of the residents. She really does take that to heart. So her leadership and example for the Solvang Library team will be missed by all. And we wish her all the best in her next chapter. Nice little library pun right there. as she enjoys a truly wonderful retirement ahead. So please join me in thanking and recognizing Carrie McKinnon.
I have the honor. We do love our libraries here, and for just the thought that you spent 25 years at the library and your service to the community is huge. So thank you for that. So I have a tile from the city of Goleta in appreciation of your dedication and commitment of 25 years of library service. So thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all your years, and I'm sure you will be surely missed.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. So we would love for you to say a few words.
We also have another person, she has her time to talk. We have another person from the library too, so we're trying to get her here as well, but Carrie, please go ahead, and if you have any comments you'd like to make to the council or the public, feel free to do so.
I just have one short thing. Plus, I'm stalling, right? I'm stalling. I really want to say that I feel like I'm cheating because the county moved our libraries over to your jurisdiction in 2019, so I kind of feel like I'm cheating, but I really love this. And you are just all so gracious, and our libraries have been and are very happy to be with you guys. So thank you so much.
You. So.
So we also have a small thing. The library does a great job of creating gifts and recognizing colleagues. So they have a signed frame and some flowers.
That's nice. Super nice.
So we're going to move back to the program, and when Cheryl gets here, we'll let the mayor know, and we can address it then. So thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, moving on. Consent calendar.
Item B1, approval of the City Council meeting minutes of November 19th, 2024 and December 3rd, 2024. Item B2, biennial conflict of interest code amendment. Item B3, amendments to Title 3, Chapter 3.05 of the Goleta Municipal Code relating to the purchasing system. Recommendation, conduct the second reading by title only and waive further reading of the City Council Ordinance Number 24 next in line, entitled An Ordinance of the City Council of the City of Goleta, California, amending Title 3, Chapter 3.05 of the Goleta Municipal Code relating to the City of Goleta purchasing system. Item B4, second reading of an ordinance amending Section 17.41.030 of the Goleta Municipal Code regarding accessory dwelling units and junior accessory dwelling units to comply with recent changes in state law and finding the actions to be statutorily exempt from the California Environmental Quality Act under Section 21080.17 of the Public Resources Code. Recommendation, conduct second reading by title only and waive further reading of and adopt Ordinance Number 24 next in line, entitled An Ordinance of the City Council of the City of Goleta, California, amending Section 17.41.030 of the Goleta Municipal Code relating to accessory dwelling units and junior accessory dwelling units, and finding the action to be statutorily exempt from the California Environmental Quality Act under Public Resources Code Section 21080.17, Case Number 24-00066-ORD. Item B5, acceptance of the October 2024 check register. Item B6, acceptance of the October 2024 investment transaction report. Item B7, annual financial report of the City of Goleta's development impact fees for fiscal year 2023-24. Item B8, legislative platform for calendar year 2025. And item B9, consideration of the 2025 City Council meeting schedule and City Hall holiday schedule.
Thank you. Council wish to pull any item from consent? I'm not seeing any. Do we have any speakers?
Madam Mayor, I do not have any speaker slips, but if any members of the Zoom webinar wish to speak, please raise your hand and I will call on you. I do have one hand raised on Zoom.
Okay.
April Reed, if you can accept the prompts that are going to be on your screen and let us know which item you wish to speak on.
Are you there?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I think it was number four, the units. Hello?
Hello?
The accessory units?
Yes, I'm looking at to see what number that is.
B4. Number four. Okay, yes. As I had mentioned a couple meetings ago, I was deprived of the opportunity to go to the meeting, so I quite honestly don't really know all of the facts, so I'm just going to throw stuff out there. If they're repetitive or not appropriate or don't apply, I apologize. I do think that things should be made much easier to be able to build accessory units. I think it's a great way to fill up our number of required housing units, and maybe it can even overtake some of the monstrosities that the city is promoting. Again, I don't have specifics. I wish I did. But I hope people can consider these leanings. And unfortunately, at this point, that's kind of all I have to say, unless I learn more about what the issues are. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any other speakers?
There are no additional hands raised.
Okay, then I'm looking for a motion to approve the consent calendar.
I'll move approval.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Roll call vote, please.
Council members, please remember to lock in your votes. Council member Kiriakou?
Aye.
Councilmember Richards?
Yes.
Councilmember Kasdan?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tempore Reyes-Martin?
Aye.
And Mayor Perotti?
Aye. Ayes have it. Okay, we have a little bit more business to take care of. Oh, perfect timing. It's perfect.
Wonderful. Madam Mayor, thank you for allowing me to proceed with our last recognition of staff that's entering the retirement phase. Hopefully I get to do that one day, but not anytime soon. It's my pleasure to bring up Cheryl Pearson. Cheryl, if you could join me up here, please. So I'm going to read something a little bit off on script, and then I'm going to add a little bit to it. So officially, the City of Goleta would also like to congratulate Cheryl, library technician at Goleta Valley Library, on her retirement on December 13th. That was last Friday. After 22 years of dedicated and compassionate library service, the last seven of which have been at our main library here in Goleta. She had spent some time in the downtown branch. Cheryl's impeccable customer service has cultivated a strong rapport among community members and set a tone of harmony and good humor among her colleagues. Most recently, her diligent work in acquisitions has enabled the collection to grow system-wide and expand access to our varied and high-interest collection of materials for all ages. Cheryl will be missed sincerely by all those who have had the pleasure to work alongside her or to receive assistance from her at the service desk. And we wish her a happy and well-deserved retirement. So that's the official one. I really just love walking into the library and seeing Cheryl there. Great personality, great smile, very candid, very funny. But just you could tell just loves being there. And she's infectious. People around her like seeing her there as well. And it's very special to have somebody like that in a very forward-facing setting. So I know my girls have seen Cheryl over the years and appreciate her and all the members of staff that work at the library. But me in particular, I just kind of like the little bit of edge that she has, and it's pretty fun. So I'm going to miss seeing that. But also another thing is part of the retirement gets to be her spending time with her grandson, doing more things in retirement that people love to do. Apparently, she likes to organize things. So good for her on that one. But with that said, in all sincerity, thank you so much for all that you do, for being the wonderful person you are, and for all the service that you've given to our community over the years.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you. We love you. We love our libraries, as I said before. So I have the honor of presenting with the City of Goleta's tile. It's an appreciation of your dedication and commitment of 22 years library service to the Goleta community. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I love the fact that he said you have a cutting edge.
I just want to say thank you to Goleta and to all the library staff. Just remember who we are and why we're there. And just remember to serve. Thank you. Thank you so much. So I'm trying not to have the ugly face here.
So the last thing I forgot to say is Cheryl has some of the most coolest shoes you'll ever see. And of course she had to show some flossy ones tonight.
Some bling
tonight. So I think we're gonna do a quick photo with Carrie and Cheryl with the council. So thank you again for being out here. Yeah.
Thank you.
another
right here.
Right
there. Yes. Okay.
Okay, I think we need to recess to the Goleta RDA successor agency. Seems so strange. you need to do a roll call. Okay. Thanks.
Board Member Kiriakou.
Here.
Board Member Richards.
Here.
Board Member Kasdan.
Here.
Vice Chair Reyes-Martin.
Here.
And Chair Perotti.
I'm here. Okay. Who's going to make this presentation? I guess it's a consent item.
Madam Mayor, it's a consent item, but I think the clerk should just read it into the record as we do with other consent.
Okay, yes, if you could do that, please. Read. And then we'll see if council wants to pull it.
That is item A1, successor agency administrative budget and recognized obligation payment schedule for July 1st, 2025 to June 30th, 2026.
Council wish to pull this item. I'm not seeing any. Do we have any speakers?
I do not have any speaker slips, but if any members of the Zoom webinar wish to speak on this item, please raise your hand and we'll call on you. And I don't see any hands raised.
Perfect. Then we'll do a roll call vote.
Do you need a motion to approve
it? Oh, yeah, that would help.
I'll move to approve it.
I'll second.
Now a roll call vote.
Member Kiriakou?
Aye.
Member Richards?
Yes.
Member Kasdan?
Aye.
Vice Chair Reyes-Martin?
Aye.
And Chair Perotti?
Aye. Mine isn't showing up on, I don't know, we were supposed to.
No, I don't think it.
Okay, not showing up. Okay, all right. All right, it passes. Okay, moving on.
Next item is item C1, confirmation of canvass of November 5th, 2024, general municipal election.
Deborah Lopez.
Good evening, Mayor and Council and audience. So the item before you tonight is the confirmation of the canvass for the November 5th, 2024 municipal election. So back in May, the City Council adopted a couple of resolutions, 2432 and 2435. This was to call the municipal election to be held on Tuesday, November 5th in the City of Goleta as required by law. Now, there were several items on the ballot. There were the Goleta's mayor seat for a four-year term. There were two members for the City Council for four-year terms, and these were for the first time, District 3 and District 4. And there was a measure submitted to the voters. That was Measure G 2024. That's the Agricultural Land Initiative Extension Measure. Now, the city's general municipal election was conducted on November 5th with the presidential election, and we consolidated that election with the County of Santa Barbara. And what occurred that on December 4th, the city received the certification of the results of the canvass from the Registrar of Voters Office. That's attachment one to the staff report online. And upon completion of the canvass of the votes and before installing the new officers, the City Council must adopt a resolution reciting the fact of the election and declaring the elected persons for whom the highest number of votes were cast for each office. So attachment ones has all the detail, but just to let you know that Paula Perotti was elected to the office of mayor for a four-year term, and Jennifer Smith was elected to the office of city council for District 3 for a four-year term. Stuart Kasdan was elected to the office to City Council for District 4, and that's also for a four-year term. And then the voters approved by high majority the passage of Measure G 2024, again, the Agricultural Land Initiative Extension Measure. Now, staff is just recommending that the City Council adopt the resolution declaring the results of the general municipal election that was held on November 5th, 2024.
Great. Looking for a motion. I'm wondering if we have any speakers that would like to speak to this, either the election or the passage of G 2024.
Madam Mayor, I do not have any speaker slips, but if any members of the Zoom webinar wish to speak, please raise your hand and we will call on you. I do see one hand raised. April Reed, if you can please accept the prompts that will be on your screen.
Are you there?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I got a lot to say. Guess I'm supposed to say congratulations to the people who won. It's kind of hard to do, considering all of the lies that you've all told me. So let's start off with Councilman Richards. I feel so bad for Santa Barbara City College, but I'm so glad you're leaving. City of Goleta. I can't think of a single thing except one that you did well. I do acknowledge the fact that you promoted diversity and LGBTQ rights, and that's amazing and a great thing. But other than that, you are horrible and you're a liar. Most specifically on Kenwood Village, as we've all gone through before, you expressly told me and the people of Goleta that you would consider the surrounding area. You never had any intention of doing that. You misled me and the people of Goleta, and now you're getting some sort of plaque or reward paid for by the people you deceived. So now it's time to move on to Ms. Smith and Ms. Perotti. I guess I should also say congratulations to you, both of you. Ms. Perotti, the best thing I can say about you is that you can't do any damage to Kenwood Village because you can't. Sorry, my phone's ringing. I can't turn it off. You can't. Vote on that, I guess, a good thing. So I guess that's one small good thing about you in the vast majority of all of your lives. Ms. Smith, also, I guess, congratulations to you. The problem, I'm sorry, my phone, I can't turn my phone off. The problem is that you put your own motivation above the best interest of the people of Kenwood Village, which is pathetic. But I guess it's all right since you can't do any damage to Kenwood Village anyway, although you can do a lot of damage to the rest of El Encanto. I do pray for the best interests of Goleta.
Time's
That's
up.
It.
Okay, thank you. Do we have any other speakers?
And we have no additional speakers.
Okay, so then we're looking for a motion. Who would like to make it?
I'll move approval.
Okay. I'll second.
All right. Roll call, please.
Council members, please remember to lock in your votes. Council member Kiriakou?
Aye.
Council member Richards?
Yes.
Council member Kasdan?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem?
Both here and aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Reyes Martin?
Aye.
And Mayor Perotti?
Aye. Ayes have it. Okay. Here we go.
Our next item is item D1, Award of Appreciation for outgoing Councilmember Kyle Richards.
No, we're gonna do this a little differently because we have another surprise for you. So I'm going to kick this off, and I think we should just do the surprise if we're ready. Yes, let's show the video.
You know how I love surprises.
I know.
What makes Goleta so special is more than just the obvious things like the weather and the natural beauty, but it's the people, the history that we have here, the people that are involved, the people who laid the groundwork for the community, the people that continue to be involved in the community. One of the things that impresses me so much as a city council member is the level of involvement that we have from our engaged public. You know, we hear from people and they care about the community and they want to be involved. And that means a lot. I have an interest in parks and outdoor spaces and recreation and activities, and I wanted an opportunity to do something for the city.
The public garden is an investment in our community. It's a joint effort where people can contribute in different ways. They'll learn about sustainable gardening practices, and hopefully we can all participate in the stewardship of this shared community space.
And we're so thrilled that the community has another place to gather, to play, and to exercise, and just to be together.
This project is not only a reminder of the City of Goleta's commitment to sustainability, but a reminder that we as a community are coming together to address climate change. We hope that this collective momentum will help us create a more healthy, sustainable, and resilient Central Coast. We are all eager to spend more quality time with family and friends and get back to our social and community activities. My favorite memories of my time here are mostly the events that I've been to. Lucky to live in a city with a diverse and vibrant community amid so much natural beauty. Lastly, I want to say thanks to all of our residents who have engaged with the city. We all do better when more of us participate and have an opportunity to voice our opinions. I'm very proud to be a part of Goleta, its history, and to say that I had a role in helping to make this the community that it is and to see where it's going. I feel lots of Goleta pride.
The honor to present Kyle with a plaque, a city tile, in appreciation of your dedication and commitment to the City of Goleta from December the 5th, or is that 6th, 2016 to December 17th, 2024. You know, before we take a picture and open it up to council comments, I just want to say that, you know, I was very initially really saddened to know that Kyle was leaving. But, you know, we really haven't lost Kyle. Kyle's moving on to the Santa Barbara City College Board of Trustees. And he represents us, the city of Goleta. So we're not losing him. He's around. And I know for me, we'll always be friends. Okay, Council, do you have anything to say?
Let me go first before I get emotional hearing everybody else. I agree. I think this is a really happy time to celebrate Kyle and everything that he has contributed to the city of Goleta, but we know this is absolutely not the end. I'm sure you will pop up at commission meetings or even some of our council meetings or in our email inboxes, and we welcome that. I wrote down just a couple of things about you as a council member, and I think for me as the newest person on this council, I really looked to your leadership and saw what a model you were for a public servant. You lead and make decisions with such integrity with dedication, and you read everything. And that's just a great way to role model what this role is and how seriously we take this role and are representing the residents of this community. And I saw that even from when you started as a Parks and Rec commissioner, and how happy I was to get to staff that commission and see you rise up through there. So I'm just so excited for SPCC. SPCC has is near and dear to my heart, and they are so lucky to have your leadership, not just in how you've been, you know, in working with a board and having a lot of responsibility, but all your breadth of experience in higher education. They are very fortunate to have your leadership, and I know that we are still friends and we will see each other. So I'm just so glad you are getting this little piece of celebration from this part of your community tonight. And thank you so much, and I know I'll see you soon. So congratulations on all your flowers tonight.
Councilmember Kasdan?
A clarification. We've had a lot of votes in the city of Goleta, and so many of them ended up with four ayes and one yes. I have, over the 8 years that we've been together, I've never quite known what's wrong with I.
But he's selfless.
Regardless.
There's no I in team, right?
Nice. There's no yes in team either. I guess 4 years ago, I think it was, we were both looking to get the endorsement of the Democratic Party at the time, and there was a picnic. And there was I'll call her out. Jennifer Smith, who's taking, will be joining the dais, came up to talk about how she would endorse or why the party should endorse each of those candidates. And Jennifer described, consistent with what Luce had just said, how Kyle was a role model, how Kyle was, both thoughtful, professional, dependable, somebody that she could use as a standard by how to judge and how to behave on council. And then she paused and said, and Stuart, he asks a lot of questions. Anyway. I agree. I ask fewer questions. I'm not going to agree with that part. But Kyle is all those things that they've described, and he is predictable. He is professional, and he is actually not utterly predictable. That Kyle would choose a position that he thought was right, and it wasn't necessarily the expected or the inevitable that, you know, you think, well, he's, you know, these people feel this way, invariably you could expect he's going to choose that, that Kyle would choose his course, his path, and it was based on the research that he had done or the thinking that he had done on a topic, and he aimed to be more than anything, I would say he aimed to be fair, and but that would his is it Lodestar? Anyway, his guiding star was to try and be fair to the parties involved, and he was always steadfast in the positions he took, not confrontational, but very very clear. And he has the respect of his peers, and we wish you the best and, you know, look forward to seeing you. Good luck.
Councilmember Kiriakou.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So to those of you who are new to this, this is how we do things in Goleta. This is what a Goleta City Council meeting is like. So I'm sorry, forgive me, I'm going to go on a little bit here. I first met you, Kyle, in 2016 at a workshop hosted by the Goodland Coalition, and I see a bunch of Goodland Coalition people here in the audience tonight. And the title of that workshop was How to Run for Goleta City Council. At the time, Kyle had been a member of the city's Parks and Recreation Commission for 3 years and was contemplating taking the next step in his journey of public service. And as I got to know him better and eventually became his campaign manager, you know, and then eventually his colleague, three things have become clear to me about Kyle. Number one, you have a fierce love for Goleta. Fierce. You ran for council at a time when Goleta was building a lot of housing without a lot of help from some of our neighboring jurisdictions. And too often, affordability, sustainability, and other considerations weren't given as much consideration as perhaps they deserved in terms of how those decisions were made and how those developments were designed. And you vowed when you got elected to ensure that future development would be approved if it benefited both Goleta and developers. And I think you've kept that. Number two, you are a committed environmentalist. Very few elected officials live their values the way Kyle does. He bikes to work, not just for photo ops. He throws himself into policy issues related to green energy and the health and the vitality of our beaches, our creeks, our streams, and ocean. And number three, God, this guy's prepared. He is so prepared. As much as any elected official I've worked with, the staff or as a colleague, you do your homework for meetings. Whether we're in open session debating zoning ordinances or in closed session deciding whether to buy or rent our city hall, Kyle reads thoroughly, asks good questions, and isn't afraid to follow up if he doesn't get a complete or satisfying or even sometimes relevant response. You know, I think about your time on the Parks and Rec Commission, the little things like the types of plants that were picked for different parts of what became Johnny D. Wallace Park, and making sure that we had roses in certain places, but not the kind that were too prickly because there's kids that live there and didn't want them to get hurt. Just those little details that someone who pays attention and does his homework notices. Making recommendations for the future management of the Goleta Community Center. It started with you on that commission so many years ago and with Lou's as staff. On the council, where I think you really stood out was your commitment to acquire and then green up our city hall, advocating for more parks and open space in Goleta, particularly in Old Town, and especially your persistence in making Old Town Goleta a safer and more welcoming place to live, work, and play. Your willingness to persist with implementing the city's Complete Streets project and so many other things. But mostly what I love and I'm gonna miss about Kyle, even though this isn't goodbye, it's really just see you later. What I'm gonna miss is your humanity and heart. Being the first openly out gay man to run for and win election to the city council was so important to our community. And I've appreciated so much how you've served out and proud. It's really hard to put into words how it feels to have watched you set the example for our local LGBTQ community. I think about that really rough meeting we had a year ago with the Pride flag. And, you know, the way you handled yourself that evening when people said some of the things that they said that night, and your words that evening still stay with me. You reminded us that LGBTQ pride is a necessary antidote to the negativity and hate that is thrust upon members of that community, whether they're here in Goleta or elsewhere, because they're setting aside the shame so many LGBTQ community members have been taught to feel and replaced it with something beautiful. So I remember your words that night. I just shared them again for everyone else. Again, the humanity and heart that you brought to that discussion and so many other discussions is going to really be missed. You're a genuinely nice person. You don't have a mean bone in your body. Even when you're in a righteous fight, you don't gloat when you win and you don't sulk when you lose. Like I said before, Kyle loves Goleta, and I think the only thing he loves more is being with his husband, Waldo, and maybe that new adorable dog. Kyle, I'm sad to lose you on this council, but I'm glad to see that you'll still be living in Old Town and to have you up at City College, where I was fortunate enough to study myself, working to improve things for students, teachers, staff, and our whole community. Thank you for your service.
Well, I know Kyle has something to say, but I think before we'll let Kyle speak, I'd like to know if there's any public speakers, anybody that would wish to speak from the public.
Madam Mayor, I have several speaker slips.
I
if
bet
any
you
members
do.
Of the Zoom webinar wish to speak, please raise your hand and we'll call on you. Our first speaker is Robert Miller, followed by Marcus Martinez.
Good evening, Mayor Perotti, council members. My name is Robert Miller. I formerly served on the Goleta Planning Commission, and this week ended 7 years as a member of the SBCC Board of Trustees, representing Area 2, which is essentially the city of Goleta. I'm pleased to be here tonight to honor Kyle Richards. Kyle has been an outstanding member of the Goleta City Council, as we've heard from all of you this evening. He's a true public servant who is smart, policy-oriented, and dedicated to achieving the best policies for the residents of Goleta. I've known Kyle for the past 8 years. I supported both of his campaigns for City Council. And following his first election in 2016, Kyle appointed me to the Goleta Planning Commission. Thank you very much, Kyle. That introduced me to officialdom in Goleta in Santa Barbara County. After my appointment, we met regularly to discuss issues common to both the Planning Commission and the Council, and I truly, truly enjoyed those meetings that we had as we discussed issues, and me being somewhat new to the community, really learning from Kyle. I'm here tonight to say that I returned the favor when I asked Kyle to consider running for election to replace me on the SBCC Board of Trustees. I had decided I would not seek re-election of the board this year, but only if someone really good was available to replace me. So I was thrilled when Kyle told me he decided to run. And of course, he won. On Thursday of this week, at our regular monthly board meeting at Santa Barbara City College, I will be honored to give up my seat to Kyle. He will make a terrific member of the college board, and I know everybody at SBCC will come to love him just like everybody in Goleta loves Kyle. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next speaker is Marcos Martinez, followed by Naomi Kovach.
Marcos. Oh.
Hi, everyone. Good evening. My name is Marcos Martinez. I'm the Spanish Engagement Specialist for the City of Goleta, part of the Community Relations Team. I just want to start off by congratulating you, Kyle, on the great job you've done here. And a quick anecdote about the impact you've had. So my first assignment was from Miss Kelly Hoover. She sent me to do an outreach event to cover a ribbon cutting for a business in Old Town. which you were at, and it was the very first time Kelly sent me anywhere. But yeah, snap a few photos. It's easy peasy. I did a yearbook in high school. So it's a lot different taking a photo of a council member than, you know, a chess club. But you were so nice and welcoming, and I might cry. Not just to me, but to the community. I really appreciate that. Your compassion motivates me, and I carry it with me every day to help the community in Old Town, not just the Spanish speakers, just in general. So, geez. So thank you, Kyle, for your impact. It means a lot. No.
Next, we have Naomi Kovach, followed by David Silva.
Good evening. I'm Naomi Kovacs, although I appreciate you pronouncing it the Hungarian way. I'm here tonight as a longtime observer of and participant in local government and a former government staffer, and also as a longtime friend of Councilmember Richards. In the latter role, I remember very vividly years ago you coming to me and saying, hey, can we have lunch? I want to talk about something. And that something was his desire to potentially run for council. And I thought, well, that's a fabulous idea. Definitely you should run for council. This many years later, I was very not wrong in that assertion. So as a friend, I'm so proud of you and what you've done in your role on council. I think you have done so many wonderful things, and not just for the city of Goleta, but we're a region, and decisions that the Goleta City Council makes, you know, it reverberates into the larger community. So you've played a role in that as well. In my professional life, I can say you've made a difference for the community in many ways, for the environment, for the people, for every aspect of the community. And as a constituent in the greater community, I'm grateful for that. As your friend, I'm incredibly proud of you and thankful for you and for what you've done for the community. I think the thing for me that epitomizes your role in council has been what you said, I think it was June 6th of last year, after there were some very negative comments on the proclamation for LGBTQ plus pride, the flag, and your comments after public comment were so so right on, so heartfelt, so it just epitomizes those comments. If anyone can go back and watch what he said, it's on video on the city council's website, was just, that epitomizes you as a council member, what you said. And Councilmember Kiriakou echoed that as well today. So I think it's a huge, I know people are saying it's not a loss. I do think it is a loss to some degree, at least in this role. But City College has gained a great new trustee, and I wish you the best, and I thank you for all you've done for the community.
Next, we have David Silva, followed by Ian Bach.
Hi, everyone. I'm David Silva here from the city of Builton, the mayor of city. I'm not used to saying it, mayor of Builton for you. So there we go. Anyway, I wanted to take a moment just to say that I don't think, Councilmember Richards, you're aware of the ripples you've had in your time. So I was elected 2 years ago, and we really didn't get to connect until we served on the 3CE conference or committee. And I remember being informed at some point when I first was going there as a new member, just like, I'm scared, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And I was informed by Supervisor Williams saying, don't worry, you're after Richards and there will be no questions left and everything will be covered. And actively, every time they did the questions, I got to follow you just to be like protected by the fact that I was like, oh, he did all the thinking for everyone here. Anyone who has anything they could possibly think of. And I think we did deep dives, like, where did we get here? And it's like, it was so much a testament to how much you don't just think about it. Your care and concern does not stop at the city boundaries of Goleta. It expands out far beyond that. You thought of things even regionally that you had said, like, you may want to consider this about Builton. You think about that, and you think beyond just what are you servicing. It's for the entire greater good of the community. So I just want to thank you for that, that you've always had an eye for how does this interact with everything going on. As a person, I want to thank you because I don't think you're aware that 2 years ago when I had debated about running, I remember having that pause as a queer person of, should I do this? And the number one thing I heard is, have you heard of Kyle down in Goleta? I don't know if you know how much your visibility and your representation means, not just for the city of Goleta, but for queer people everywhere who wonder, that just have that stutter step of, should I do this? Is it safe to go out to do? You've normalized that for people, and I'm here because of you taking that step that you did long ago. And I wanna thank you for that, because there are people who have been impacted by your legacy that you don't even know about. And so I just wanna let you know that your presence here has been so meaningful and has inspired people. And it's because of you that we're able to keep moving forward. And I just thank you for that. You had the courage to do that, and I'm here because of you. Thank you for everything you've done.
Wow.
Our next speaker is Ian Bach.
Good evening, everyone. Hard to follow that. My name is Ian Bauke. I'm a district representative for State Senator Monique Lamone in her Santa Barbara office. And on behalf of the senator, it's my pleasure to be here tonight representing her and also to present you, Councilmember Richards, with this certificate of recognition on behalf of the State Senate of California. I'll just read it real quick. A certificate of recognition presented to Kyle Richards, celebrating your exceptional leadership and public service. Your success and commitment to positively influencing our community has been a tremendous benefit to the city of Goleta and deserves recognition. Congratulations on your election to the Santa Barbara City College Board of Trustees, and thank you for a lasting legacy of public service as a Goleta City Council member. Goleta, California, December 17th, 2024. I'll go up and give this to you.
And our next speaker slip is for Jonathan Abood.
I'm sorry, I thought I had filled out a speaker slip, but I hadn't, so. I did, I'm Jonathan Abood, I'm the president of the Santa Barbara City College Board of Trustees, and I don't usually make sports references, but we have so many government agencies here in Santa Barbara County, and so many boards, and you can think of them as teams. We have lots of different teams, and we're really lucky that our team has just been bolstered by Kyle Richards being elected to the Santa Barbara City College Board of Trustees. Not that Trustee Miller hasn't been excellent. He has been. He's really been a great example for me, as you know, I learned from him when he was our board president. But we are really lucky to be adding Councilmember Kyle Richards to the Santa Barbara City College Board of Trustees. And I'm really looking forward to having you join us this Thursday. Thank you.
And there are no additional public speakers.
Okay, well, Councilmember Richards, I'm sure you would like to have a few words here. I hope you're feeling the love in this room.
Yeah, I'm feeling a lot of different things right now. I'll just preface this by saying I don't like public speaking, you know, honestly. Like, it's one of those weird, quirky things about why would you be in, you know, elected office if you don't like public speaking? Well, that's me, and anyway, so what it means is that I usually have to write my speeches down before, because it's hard for me to think in that way. So bear with me as I read from some comments here. City Manager Robert Nisbet asked me how long it was, and I said, definitely under 20 minutes. And so, you know. But I haven't timed it, so I'm not really sure. But we'll see. I'm so grateful. It's so heart. I'm really heartened by the comments that I've heard tonight, and it really in some ways is shocking to me and surprising and very gratifying, and a lot of different feelings that are going on. One thing about as I end my 8-year term here, you know, it's allowed me some time to think and reflect about the last 8 years and about what's gone on and what impact that I've had. And I'm just so incredibly honored to have served with this team of people here, and this team of people in the community and in the city and the staff to do some good things. And I guess I want to say more than anything that what I'm most proud of is what the city has accomplished, not necessarily what I have done personally, but what we have all done together. And that is, the idea of team. And I'm so proud to have been a part of this team. I'm very touched by the accolades. But as they say, it takes a village. And all of the projects and all of the, as I reflect on the initiatives, the programs, and the services that I, helped to be a part of, that they were only made possible by a village of people working together to make them all happen. My constituents and the voters who got, elected me in the beginning, our community members who have engaged with the city through public comment, through writing us, through contacting us with their advice, suggestions, ideas, and our staff and our contractors and all the people who have carried out our actions up here. So whether it's the city's efforts to address community issues like homelessness, affordable housing, child care, or our ability to deliver on capital projects like the opening of a 4-acre park or the upgrading of our community center or the construction of a new train depot. In all of these successes, all of these feats of accomplishment, there was a team or teams of people who made it happen. I'm particularly proud, and I know this was mentioned more than once, but the extent to which the city values and encourages public participation, that's been one of the things that I've really helped push for. We know up here, sitting here, we know that we make better decisions when we hear from the public, when we hear from people, when a greater number of people are able to engage with us and to say their piece and to give us their opinion about things. When more voices are heard and considered, we see better outcomes. So along those lines, I did support the creation of the Public Engagement Commission, and I'm happy to see at least one of our commissioners is here. And that was charged with investigating ways for people to become more involved and reducing barriers to participating. And I'm happy to see that, so many of the recommendations of that group have been implemented so that, we now have evening-only meetings, and it's interesting to think that when I first started, we were meeting in the afternoon, and, we would hear that that was hard for some people to be engaged and to participate and to come to meetings. And, this was all before Zoom, so, these were only in-person meetings. That we included a youth member of the Public Engagement Commission, along with the Parks and Rec Commission, we have a youth member, and the increasing use of our Spanish language interpretation, which you saw here earlier tonight, so that everyone in our community has a voice and that everyone is heard. And one reason that I'm so heartened that our LEAD Goleta program, I should say our award-winning LEAD Goleta program, and this is our 6-week public engagement, civic academy that, helps people learn about the city government and about what we do. That we now have that offered in a bilingual interpretation as well. And so we get to hear from more people. I'm also especially proud of my role in furthering our energy programs and the city's leadership in this, and again, I know that was mentioned, but, we set a goal of 100% renewable fossil-free energy
We adopted the Central Coast Community Energy as our energy provider. We have solar panels out in the parking lot, and just about 2 weeks ago, we opened up 17 electric vehicle charging stations. And so these are all accomplishments that I'm very proud that we all got together to do, and that that everyone on our council supported. I don't think any of those things we had any opposition to. And of course, there's much more to be proud of, and I can't possibly list everything or everyone who had a part in them. So many efforts that I'm pleased to have had some role in completing. There are major work efforts that involve dozens of people in the city and hundreds of hours. You know, whether it's our zoning ordinance. We used to call it our new zoning ordinance, but I think we can't call it that anymore, Title 17. And for a city, that had been, we were like 18 years old before we had our own zoning ordinance. That was a major accomplishment. We have a historic resources ordinance, our housing element that just got approved. Any number of our plans, we're really good at planning. So we have a bike and pedestrian plan, a homelessness strategic plan, parks and recreation plan, an economic development plan, a creek and watershed management plan, an Elwood butterfly habitat management plan. I mean, how many cities have a butterfly management plan? I mean, I'm so proud of that. I mean, we might not be the only ones, but I mean, that's great. But none of these things happened on their own. I can't take credit for them, solely. These were all a group effort. This is something that we all were a part of this. And it's one thing to, vote on something here at the dais, but, that doesn't get it done. There's people, there's a team of people, there's skilled professionals, our staff, that make it happen. How amazing is that, Behind the scenes, we have incredibly talented teams of people who get stuff done and make it all happen, and for that, I'm very grateful. I'm actually going to refrain from naming all of those people because, the city has about 125 employees, and I couldn't name them all, but if I had a list, I would name them all, And finally, I need to acknowledge and thank the dedicated colleagues that I have worked with here, and it's been my honor to serve with you all. Galita's very lucky to have such a great team of leaders. James Kiriako, who, and this is where I need my written comments here, who excels at creating and communicating policy, and who's always looking for that middle ground that will get us to yes. That's your mantra. Stuart Kasdan, who has not only brought with him a wealth of knowledge and experience in federal government to our city council, but has also displayed the inquisitiveness, if not the eccentricity, of a professor. And Luz Reyes-Martin, who simply amazes me at your energy and your ability to be a parent, a full-time, a working mother, involved in multiple community organizations. I don't know how you do it all. Paula Perotti, Mayor, Madam Mayor, who I consider my mentor and friend, and she's every bit as sweet and caring as she seems to be to us. Whether on the dais or in her photographs that you see everywhere around town. And she's as dedicated to Galita as anyone I know, and who deserves an award for her patience and perseverance. And so as I finish my term, I just want to say that I hope that I'm leaving things better than when I found them, and that I had a role of doing some good in the community. And more than anything, it's my sincere hope that I've served as a steward for the faith, people's faith in government, that I acted in a way that inspired trust and promoted participation, that encouraged selflessness, and that ultimately furthered our democracy. And as you know, these are pretty politically tumultuous times that we're living in, and faith in government is not exactly at an all-time high these days. And so I would hope that the distrust and the distrust and the cynicism that we see is that we're up for the challenge of proving them all wrong, that we can do it, that our government can work, that it has worked for many things in Goleta. And I encourage everyone to look for ways to be community-minded, to take actions, no matter how small they seem, to make our community stronger. So thank you all. It has meant the world.
for me to have you be here tonight. Thank you.
Thank you all. Yes, now I'm really doing that. I've lost my chair. I got a chair. No. Good thing I didn't sit down.
Well, here I think you can have mine. I think I've been asked to leave now. Right?
Okay, so we're moving on to D2.
That is item D2, oaths of office for council elect.
Mayor Perotti, Councilmember Kasdan, and Ms. Smith to come join us. So if I can have you line up right here, Mayor, Stewart, and Jennifer, a little closer. I don't bite.
Mayor and Stewart.
I'm sorry. Okay, I get this wonderful opportunity to provide the oath of office to our mayor-elect, our first District 3 council member, and our first District 4. So I'm going to go ahead and read the oath. I'm going to ask you to state your first and last name and the office that you are elected to. So if you could raise your right hand, everybody. And may I have your first and last name in the office?
Paula Perotti, mayor for the city of Goleta.
Stuart Kasdan, City Council Member, District 4.
Jennifer Smith, Council Member, District 3.
Do you all solemnly swear that you will affirm that you will support, do you solemnly swear or affirm that you will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that you will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California, and that you take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which you are about to enter?
I will. I do.
I do.
I do.
Or I should say, yes.
Congratulations.
This is such an you know how, I don't know how many times I've done this, and it's still so emotional. It's really something. So I'm going to let our newest council member say a few words. I'm a little emotional right now. I'll get it together in a minute. Council Member Smith.
Thank you, Mayor Perotti. First, I just wanted to thank my family. I have family who are watching from various places, as well as family here present. So I have my mother watching at home, a big sister. Here in the audience this evening are my father and stepmom, my younger sister, and my spouse and partner, Carl Neufeld. And I couldn't do any of this without the support of my family, and I'm so grateful. I also wanted to thank all of the many supporters who are here with us this evening, and folks at home and all across Goleta, and the volunteers. It really takes a group effort. People take times out of their evenings and weekends to work on elections, and I'm so deeply humbled by everybody's participation in the process. And I also want to acknowledge the history of our city. I was actually a resident of Goleta, or resident of Isla Vista, when Goleta became a city. And so I am very mindful of the history of this city and how important it was for so many of you who are here, who were involved in the cityhood process over many, many years, and how important it was for Goleta to have a voice. Goleta wanted to have local representation, a local voice in local matters. And I take that history very seriously. And I know how important it is to acknowledge the founding of this city. I want to also thank my fellow council members for their support. Fellow planning commissioners who I've served with over the years. I would like to thank Councilmember Kasdan, who had nominated me to serve on the Goleta Planning Commission. And there's just so much more I could say, but I am deeply honored. And Kyle Richards, these are big shoes to fill. and I think what I'll carry with me is how much you have championed environmental justice, and I will do my part to continue to uplift the voices of the marginalized in our community, and I will take that with me. I think I want to acknowledge that there are over 1,000 people who didn't vote for me. And I am elected to represent everybody, whether those who voted for me or not. And I will strive, and I know that there's some frustration with that, and we heard that earlier. And I want people to know that I will strive to be a council member who hears from different points of view, because I think we come up with better solutions when we hear from different perspectives. And even if we don't always agree on all things, that I want to strive to hear from people, to learn from people in our community. So thank you so much. I'm excited to get started. And thank you so much.
Councilmember Kasdan, would you like to say a few words? James, did you want to say something at this point?
The other K had clicked on. Well, first, I mean, I think we've already seen evidence that the voters chose wisely, and you're off to a really good start just with the way you've started, Jennifer. So welcome aboard. You're very well prepared and very well trained for this moment. I also want to lift up something that was said earlier about reputation, representation, and how it ripples. This city was founded by three women that were part of Goleta Now. And the first city council was actually made up of four women, Margaret Connell, Cynthia Brock, Johnny Wallace, and Jean Blois. And I think this is the first time since the founding council that we've had a majority council of women. I just want to acknowledge that right now. I think that's important. I think that's meaningful. Jennifer, I've watched you since, I think before you were on the Planning Commission. I think I met you through some of your activism in the community. You're well-trained, you're well-prepared, you're very thoughtful. A lot of the words that I would say to describe Kyle Richards when he started, I could also use to describe you. Thoughtful, prepared, hardworking, considerate of all viewpoints, but not afraid to stand firm and make a decision based on facts. Welcome aboard.
Councilmember Kasdan, do you have a few words? You notice I said a few words.
So Kyle was praised for being professional and prepared, and Jennifer was also well prepared for the things she's done. So I'm not really prepared to come up with any comments right now. I didn't think of didn't think about it. I spent my time thinking about praising Kyle. So I look forward to 4 years. You know, there's never an end to what we do. And I don't know if Kyle, in moments of uncertainty, when he was thinking about whether to stay or go, thought, well, I just want to finish this, or, you know, we're in the middle of this. And it's always, there's never kind of that end point for any of the work. And so, but, you know, we'll, you know, like, continue on. We'll, you know, continue. There's a lot of exciting projects to look forward to. There's some that are scary and intimidating, but we'll do everything we can, the best we can, to do the things for the city of Goleta. And I look forward to trying to help. So thank you.
Mayor Pro Tem.
I will just briefly add how very proud I am to be part of this team, and congratulations. And I'm so glad to be able to continue to serve with Councilmember Kasdan and with Mayor Perotti, and a big welcome to Councilmember Smith. I'm so excited and just honored to get to work with all of you on behalf of our wonderful community. I'm excited for what we can accomplish together. On behalf of our residents, to continue to make Goleta such a wonderful place. And on a personal note, I've had the honor of knowing Jennifer as a friend for years, and I'm so proud of you and excited to have your leadership in this new role. Thank you for all the years you served on Planning Commission. It's a huge responsibility to be on that commission. And you are just going to bring such a wealth of experience, and all your knowledge and your legal background is just going to be invaluable in service of the city. So welcome, and I'm excited for what we can all do together.
Thank you. You know, I want to echo what Council Member Smith, I have to get used to saying that, said about votes. And, you know, I'm so pleased that everybody, that there were, I think it was 80% vote turnout in Goleta. I might have that number wrong, but I just want to thank everyone that did vote, no matter whether you voted for me or not. I represent everyone, as Jennifer said. I will get Councilmember Smith down here. And I look forward to, I just want to thank all my supporters that have helped me over the years, and especially my husband, who has put up with a lot of emotions, anxiety, and stress a little bit, because I take things kind of seriously, and he knows how to calm me down. So thank you. Thank you to my friends and neighbors and family. And I welcome Councilmember Smith. As was said, she has a wealth of knowledge, land use, and that's going to be very beneficial. She's a lawyer. I think that's the first time we've ever had a lawyer on our city council. I'm not sure, but I think so. So I mean, and Councilmember Kasdan, what can I say? Councilmember Kasdan, he asks great questions, and he does his homework, and he's really smart, and he really cares deeply about everybody in the city of Goleta. You just do, I can tell. So it's been, as you can see, I'm going to be really brief because, as you can see, we have a great council. We get along. Even when we disagree, we do work it out. When I go to a lot of different meetings, people say, how do you do it? You all just get along so well. And so I'm proud of that. I'm proud of working, continuing to work with my colleagues, with our staff, with regionally. I think regional cooperation and collaboration is key to success, and we seem to be doing that well. So thank you. Thank you, everyone. And I think we need to go to the public. I'm sure there's...
Can I acknowledge the other two people that got reelected? I only spoke about Jennifer. I wasn't sure what time.
Oh, okay. Absolutely.
So since we're talking about everybody, let me say a few words about Mayor Prodi. I'm so happy that you were reelected and that the voters chose to give you another four years in office. I think you really embody the values and the spirit of Goleta. I could just be succinct and stop there because I think that really does cover it. But you're such a passionate advocate for our community and preserving our quality of life and leaving something behind for future generations to enjoy and to do so with the ethic of sustainability and preservation, acknowledging our historic past while still looking to the future. So thank you so much for everything you've done as mayor and everything you will continue to do as mayor.
Thank you. Thank you.
Councilmember Kasdan, trying to think the exact perfect word, the man who brings levity and wit and thoughtfulness and principles to our councils as much as anybody. Never afraid to disagree, never afraid to stick with a vote, even if it means you're part of one or part of two or part of five. Really appreciate your dedication to process and fair processes, ensuring better outcomes through better processes, and always fighting for what you believe is right. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yes, I didn't, I just, not being prepared, did not praise my colleagues when getting the opportunity, and now Ms. Smith now is, or Councilmember Smith is my colleague, and I just say I'm looking forward to working with you, and I really think that there'll be great opportunities, and I do think not just your experience will be valuable, but also your concern, the commitment that you have for those people who are vulnerable and marginal in society. I think that dedication will be, unlike Kyle, will be really helpful. And for Mayor, I think, you know, you had mentioned how people comment to you about, you know, you guys seem to all get along, and I would add that it's not just, you know, inadvertent, or it's not just automatic, that a lot of it comes from you. A lot of it comes from your temperament. A lot of it comes, you don't seek credit. You don't seek the spotlight. You don't aim to be the person who is, you know, look at me or anything like that. There's a spirit also of looking at the city as a whole. And I think all of those things, and you care about all of us. So I think all of those things help make the outcomes that we get as convivial and congenial as they are. So thank you.
Thank you so much. Oh, okay. I'd like to hear from the public if they have something to say.
Madam Mayor, I do have one speaker slip, and if any members of the Zoom webinar wish to speak, please raise your hand and we will call on you. Our first speaker is David Silva.
Round two. I'll be efficient with this. It makes sense that you gave an award out for HR tonight because you guys are amazing at onboarding in terms of all of this. I've interacted with Councilmember Kasdan and Mayor Perotti with just various interactions on our, we are on the housing, affordable housing committee together, and then just seeing how you've interacted on SB CAG. You have always both been a great example of how elected officials should carry themselves, being prepared and doing the work. And I'm so grateful to have you both here in Goleta. And I want to take a moment to also recognize Councilmember Smith. It takes a lot of courage to run. And I appreciate that throughout the campaign and various times where we were interacting with each other, the camaraderie of anxiety that was experienced through running. And you took it with a grain of salt, and it was always the thing that you were perpetually focused on how to serve the people of Goleta. And that really resonated out with everything. And so I think when you think about the city of Builton and the city of Goleta, the most important thing that you can have is good neighbors when it comes to a community. And this is such an exciting time, and I'm really excited to see that we have wonderful neighbors with you guys and with this council, and I look forward to working with all of you. And congratulations, Councilmember Smith, on joining the dice. It's a wonderful night.
Thank you.
And there are no additional public speakers.
Okay, then I think we're going to recess to, we have, not champagne, we have apple cider and cupcakes, so. Let's recess to a little celebration. Okay, I'd like to bring this meeting back to order.
Our next item. Our next item is item E1, selection of mayor pro tempore.
Good evening again, Mayor and Council, and members of the public. So on November 21st of 2025, the City Council adopted a resolution 0558, which established a procedure for the City Council to select the mayor and mayor pro tem annually from among its members. Since the mayor's, since 2016, has been elected from the public, we do the mayor pro tem. So today, the council has the opportunity to entertain nominations and select a mayor pro tem to serve until the first meeting of December of 2025. As a reminder, and for the public's benefit, in 2012, the city council elected to become the successor agency to the redevelopment agency for the city. Also, in September of this year, the City Council authorized the execution of a joint exercise of powers agreement with the California Statewide Communities Development Authority, which established the Goleta Facilities Financing Authority. And in December, just previous meeting, the Council adopted a resolution which identified the positions to serve on the board of directors of this newly established JPA. So, consistent with the policy regarding the both above bodies mentioned, staff recommends that the mayor serve as the chair of both bodies and the mayor pro tem serve as the vice chair. So, and before we entertain any nominations, and if the council has any questions or requested to deliberate at any point, I wanted to remind you just of the process. And so what I'm going to do is I will be opening up a nomination period for the mayor pro tem. And it's a nomination, so it doesn't require a second. And then I'll ask and see if there's any other nominations. If none, I'll close the nomination period. And then we'll ask the clerk to take a roll call of the nomination. We're going to take them in the order that we receive them until a mayor pro tem is appointed.
Okay.
So unless there's any question of councils.
Question?
And
I'm not seeing any.
And do we want to, and before we get into nominations, do we want to check and see if there's any members of the public?
Sure, that would be great.
Madam Mayor, I do not have any speaker slips. If there are any members of the public who wish to speak on the Zoom webinar, please raise your hand and we'll call on you. And there are no hands raised.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and ask, do I have a nomination for Mayor pro tem?
I'd like to make a nomination. Usually I have never made a nomination before, but I looked into it and there's nothing that prevents me from making a nomination. So I'd like to nominate Councilmember Kasdan as Mayor Pro Tem.
Do I hear any other nominations?
Oh, do you accept that?
Sure. Thank you.
And do I hear any other nominations? Okay, and with that, if we can ask the clerk for a roll call.
Roll call vote, please.
Council members, please remember to lock in your votes. Councilmember Smith?
Yes.
Councilmember Kasdan?
Yes.
Councilmember Kiriakou?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Paul Reyes Martin?
Aye.
And Mayor Brody?
Aye. But my, it went away, the button I'm supposed to press, but I'm an aye. I don't know why. It's gone. I'm an
so
aye.
So it's 3-2, right?
Yes, I'd like to
once
say
once we're done with okay. the vote. I just wanted to say thank you to my colleagues for having me serve as Mayor Pro Tem this last year. I really appreciated the vote of confidence last year to serve in this role, and it has really been great to get to spend a lot of time with Mayor Paula and with staff, and I'm just really glad to have had that opportunity and that experience, so thank you.
Well, I'd like to thank you for the experience. I got to know you better, and I think we worked together quite well, and you filled in for me when I couldn't be there, and I really appreciate all the work you put into it. Thank you. Now I get to boss Councilmember Kasdan around. So we voted. We're done. Okay. All right. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay. So moving on to council comments, or is there a committee that needs to report on anything? I thought there was a committee. Look here. Economic Development and Revitalization Committee. Does anybody want to report out on that?
I can get us started. So the Economic Development and Revitalization Committee met last week, and we heard an excellent report from staff, from Ms. Kern and the rest of the staff, on some of the topics that we had discussed in October about a possible grants program and other ways that we can help, business owners in Old Town. So that will be coming back to the council at a future meeting. We had a really good discussion, and so there's a very thorough staff report for more detail. Anything?
Oh, sure. There's a lot of support in the community for the idea of doing grants associated with Pride in Place and people that have ideas on how to make things better, and doing it either on their own or working together with other businesses and entities. And that was something that came out of the conversation here at council, so I just wanted to acknowledge that. There was not support from the community or from the committee, from the community or the committee for doing a continuation or a change to a loan program. So moving away from loans and more towards innovative direct support type things. So those were the recommendations that'll be coming back.
Okay.
After staff does some work.
Great. All right. Thank you. Mr. Rosen, do we have anything to report?
Just to say it was a wonderful meeting. Grateful to serve with this council, and happy holidays, everyone.
Yes, happy holidays, the last meeting of the year. Everyone be safe out there. See you next year. Bye-bye. Meeting adjourned.